And good evening. Welcome to another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Glad to have you here, and we got 3 hours for you today with all sorts of shocking and, well, jaw-dropping stuff. Our guest for the first 2 hours will be Deborah Tavares. I had some listeners call in on John Stadmiller's show when I was filling in for John this week. And I said, hey, Bob, you have to hear Deborah's groundbreaking info. Of course, you know her from her extensive coverage on smart meters, as well as many other topics. I don't want to pigeonhole her, and I'll let her introduce herself first and foremost. I won't sit here and attempt to give her justice. She's really a wealth of information, and we got a lot to get into here. She's putting together some puzzle pieces tonight that I find to be quite compelling, and I'm glad to give her the platform to do so. Deborah, how are you?
Well, I'm fine. We, of course, are all in this same boat, and I want to start out the program by telling everybody you are going to hear about source documents that are jaw-dropping. And this information is not to create fear. This information is to create knowledge so that you are not fooled by all of the media and mass propaganda that we have been fed for a very, very long time. And many people do go through a massive sense of betrayal and despair when they hear these things. But take heart, we're all on this ship together, all on this planet, and we have assembled on our website, stopthecrime.net, some source documents. We have sought this information by discussing this with many people that have been in the know of things for 40, 30, 20 years, and asked, what of everything that's available would you post, if you were only to select 3 things that were quick for people to read, because we're so distracted. We have families, we have divorces, we have home foreclosures, we've got everything happening right now, and not a lot of time to understand what has happened. So given that, I want to start by saying this is for education. So you can follow along as I refer to the source documents on stopthecrime.net, and we will be covering some breaking information as well. But I want to start out by first saying everyone that's listening needs to become aware and educated. And with that education, you will be able to move into our reality, that is our real reality, and out of the matrix, the illusion, the conspiracy that has been conspired against us by a few to keep us in the dark so that these silent weapon programs could be foisted upon us. But I think it's first very important to just start out with letting everyone know, and you can find out more background information, of course, but just as a starting place, what happened to the United States. On October 21st of 1945, the U.S. became a charter member of the United Nations. And with that, the requirement was to relinquish our sovereignty, and we did. So we no longer live in a country that is a republic. That is no more. We don't have a government, and we don't have the rule of law. What we do have are banks and mega corporations posing as a legitimate government, and they are not. Proof of the fact that we don't have a representative government representing us for our best interest are all of the poisons and toxins that are being delivered to all of us. Now, I must tell you, when I went back to Washington, D.C., to the Records Department with a resolution that Congress had approved, giving the Department of Defense the authority to utilize chemicals and biologicals on the civilian American population without our knowledge or consent, and I wanted to have those documents given to me in D.C., and they did. They were about 3.5 inches thick, and it gave that opportunity, which they have been poisoning us mercilessly for many, 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 many decades. And I invite everybody to take a look at the, and I would recommend everybody read William Cooper's book, Behold a Pale Horse, along with looking at the source documents on StopTheCrime.net. You'll see many, many documents and resolutions that will show you that that is what has happened to all of us. So we do need to move into our reality, that is a factual reality, and put aside all of the brainwashing and propaganda that we have been fed. None of us were taught our real history in school, and now with the current Common Core curriculum, that is an international curriculum that's going to start across the United States this fall in most schools, they're going to be dumbing us down in math and science. And that's very important to understand. This is all part of the quiet weapons attack upon all of us. It is an attack that people realize that there is something wrong, but they just don't recognize that they're being attacked and subdued by a weapon. And for the moment here, what I want to get into is an article that just came across my headlines yesterday, and it's a Fox News article,
okay.
And it's a quote about the NSA, and the NSA, of course, has had a lot of attention as the massive spy grid that Snowden has been discovering and getting out to all of the media. So here is the solution that they are saying. The National Security Agency Director, General Keith Alexander, defended the controversial programs discovered and disclosed by former NSA contractor Edward Snowden, and said this past Thursday that the NSA agency has been taking steps to prevent future leaks by working to reduce the number of system administrators, the same position Snowden held, by 90%. So he said that what they're going to do is replace these system administrators to eliminate future leaks by replacing people with machines. And this will lead us into the NASA war plan that we found on the NASA website. Again, you can see that on our site, StopTheCrime.net, and you will see that we are heading into an agenda that is eliminating humans. It's transhumanism. Now, for those of you that are not familiar with that word, you need to get on top of what is happening. This is our current reality. And I want to tell you that the NSA facility was discussed in great detail by Dr. Delgado, who worked for the NSA NASA Black Budget MKUltra programs. That's mind control programs. And brain implants, we find now, are no longer necessary to create mind control because they will be using nanobots, which are microscopic and can be directed to the brain. And once inside our bodies, they can produce electromagnetic pulses necessary. And these nanobots are in vaccines. So it's extremely important. I know I'm jumping into this hard and fast, but I'll slow it up here in a minute.
Okay, we got to take a quick break, so we'll take a deep breath, and we'll get into this heavy stuff when we come back. Deborah Tavares, our special guest today. We're just starting to scratch the surface. This is very important. Stay tuned.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Deborah Tavares today. She's sharing some information on an extraordinary document from NASA on the silent weapons for quiet wars agenda, and we're just scratching the surface. Where were we, Deborah?
Well, we were talking about the NSA facility, the massive 1 million square foot data collection center that is honkered into a hillside in Bluffdale, Utah. In fact,
how much information did they say this facility could contain? I forget the term, but it was a lot.
It can handle a hundred years worth of data collection.
Wow.
And essentially, what I want to say about that is that it's involved with transhumanism, artificial intelligence, and it is also that all humans on the planet can now have their brains remote controlled from a central supercomputer driven by a database. And I would urge everybody to watch the movie Eagle Eye by Spielberg, because I think you then will understand what quantum computing is about. But I want to add something that you have not heard in the news about the NSA quantum computing facility. You will see it on our website. And I can tell you, the person that has disclosed this has been met with heavy, heavy electronic targeting. And we'll discuss that as we go through the time here on the radio show. But it's very, very important to understand that people can be targeted remotely by frequencies, and heart attacks can be used as assassination techniques remotely with frequencies. And so what I want to say right now about the NSA facility are the encrypted codes that we have had globally are obsolete. Quantum computers are specifically designed to crack even the most sophisticated encryption codes on the planet. And that means, because the NSA is a criminal cartel that is going to take over and reduce the global population, that it's important for us to understand they can get into our medical records, alter them, they can get into our tax records, alter those, into our bank accounts, and even computer voting booths, which I think most of us realized. But that's all, of course, bad enough. But what it's really the most secure encrypted codes on the planet they can crack. And that includes the nuclear launch codes. And what price would any government pay for the higher stakes of being able to blackmail another government by hacking into their nuke facilities and their launch codes? This is where we are headed. This is a criminal cabal, and it's extremely important to get in with some basic reports that will help you to understand what you've just heard me say. And I'm going to start with the silent weapons for quiet wars. This document is up on our website. Also, it is in YouTube format. It was created and read by a young man who felt that it was so urgent and so important that those of you that cannot read this 44-page document from cover to cover can go on to stopthecrime.net, scroll down on the landing page on the right-hand side, and you will see the YouTube video for Silent Weapons, Quiet Wars, read to you, most of it read to you. But what is extremely important to understand is that this was a document that and an agenda that was hatched in the 1940s by Rockefeller, by Harvard University, and with the U.S. Air Force. And it was a plan in order to hijack the global economy. And they say in the beginning of this document that any group of persons in a great position of power and without full knowledge or consent of the public, when they use their knowledge and methodologies and monetary resources and power for economic conquest, it must be understood that a state of domestic warfare exists between that powerful group and the public. And they say that in this document, you are qualified to administer this document on all of us if you are void of morality or ethics, and they say that such virtues are exercised in your own best interest and to not deviate from them. This policy is a policy of absolute, total slavery and genocide. And moving through this document, again, I urge everybody to print this off of stopthecrime.net, because then the page numbers will coincide with the references of the page numbers that I'm going to go through right now. And so this quiet war on page 6 was quietly declared by the international elite at a meeting held in 1954. Now, that meeting was the Bilderberg meeting, the first meeting at the Bilderberg Hotel in the Netherlands, and it was a policy that they adopted in 1954. And it was nearly discovered a number of years later, but it has never suffered any major setbacks, and this is an agenda that is fully implemented now. And they say in this document on page 6, all science is merely a means to an end. The means is knowledge. The end is control. And beyond this remains only one issue. Who will be the beneficiary? And they say that in the interest of future world peace and tranquility, it was decided to privately wage a quiet war against the public with an ultimate objective of permanently shifting the natural and social energy, which is the wealth, of the undisciplined and irresponsible many into the hands of the self-disciplined, responsible, and worthy few. And they talk about how they must secure their sovereignty. And this is the elite's definition of sovereignty. And any words about peace is their peace, meaning their absolute, complete control of us. And right now, the United States is in a totalitarian tyranny. We are in a takedown. And what has happened, of course, is this is a techno-death trap, technology death trap that we all find ourselves in. We have been culled. Our brightest of brightest have been taken out of high schools, put in institutions, or I should say colleges of higher learning, that are funded in large part by the military, and they have had their personal ability to create and come up with inventions like Tesla's technology, for example. All of this technology has been hijacked, and it has been used not for the good of all of us, but for the global elite's takeover. And what has happened, of course, is a totalitarian takeover, or a tyranny that we are in now, it's a tyranny that is of total oppression through technologies. It is the New World Order that you've heard so many people talk about. And that's a system that recognizes no limits of its authority, with forced control over every aspect of public and private life.
And this is why the smart grid, smart meters, all of these different pieces of the puzzle are so important. And you know what comes to mind here, Deborah? I know very little about pop culture, but I was listening to the radio the other day, and they were talking about this new movie by, who was it, Matt Damon?
Yes, I saw it last night.
And we'll talk about it, because I want to get your take on it, because it seems like it was foreshadowing some of the themes that we're talking about here.
Yes, it's all predictive programming, of course.
Interesting
Hollywood
stuff. Hold on, Deborah, we got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back and get into it.
The Bob Tuscan.
Do you?
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. Our guest tonight is Deborah Tavares, and she's presenting some extremely compelling information, and the thought came up. I had just heard the synopsis of this new movie. I don't even know the name. What's it called, Deborah?
Yeah, Elysium.
Elysium.
And Elysium,
okay,
is an off-planet living environment for the global elite, because the Earth in this movie has become so polluted in order to survive They created an off-planet living environment. And the movie, everyone needs to see it. Most of, in fact, if not the majority of all of the Hollywood movies are predictive programming and for mind control. And Hollywood means a wizard's cane. And it was set up by the international bankers to create realities for us through what we believe are fun to watch. But this is real. These are the types of things that are occurring. And I was just talking about what the definition of a totalitarian tyranny is, which is what we are in now in the United States. And what a New World Order is it controls all the media, which is what we're talking about right now, all the politics, economy, our speech, and engages in widespread use of massive propaganda campaigns, total surveillance. We're seeing cameras everywhere. That is part of the NSA massive spy grid. And this New World Order, this Luciferian system, stays in power by creating massive fear and disinformation through media propaganda, and it relies on keeping us divided. Those three components are what they believe is the glue for their control over all of us. So we now must band together. Everyone needs to understand your reality, read the Silent Weapons Quiet Wars, or listen to the YouTube, and understand where we really are. Now, before I get into some of the new documents and some of the new agendas that we've discovered, I'm going to continue to build a base from the Silent Weapons Quiet Wars
document. All right, can we get into that in just a second, though? Because I still want to hear more about this movie. I know you touched on it briefly off air, but tell me, what is the basic premise? From what I understand, we have you mentioned there's a completely destroyed planet because I guess Agenda 21 didn't help us all, and we killed ourselves with global warming or whatever. And then the elites in this movie get to go to a off-planet site where they have technology, and this is where the transhumanist agenda comes into play here, that prevents them from dying and treats their illness while the useless eaters on planet Earth are left behind to suffer. Is that the basic premise?
Well, it is, and you will see that the useless feeders, as you said, that are left behind, and this, of course, takes place in Los Angeles, are predominantly Hispanics. So it's a real race-baiting movie, creating division against classes of people and ethnic groups. We can't let them do this to us, number one. You'll also see that Matt Damon in this movie, as it starts out as a child, he can neither read nor write. And this is all part of the agenda to create enslavement by lack of knowledge. And you'll read that in the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. This is part of the enslavement agenda and the Silent Weapons agenda. And you will also see that they do have, and they've had, the elites have had technologies for life extension that we have never been given the opportunity, of course, to have. As a matter of fact,
right.
Cancer opportunities, all kinds of things. They're poisoning our environment intentionally. We are lab rats, and this is a massive eugenics program, a depopulation program. When I spoke with Ted Turner about a year and a half ago, it's important to know that he's one of the many globalists, and you can find the talk that I had with him. It's up on YouTube under Ted the Terrible Turner. And he essentially funded the United Nations with a donation of $1 billion. And he believes that 95% of the population must be eliminated as soon as possible.
I'll never forget his encounter with Luke Radowski, in which Luke said, "You want to have 80% of the people on this planet wiped off?" And he turned around and he said something like this. He said, "Not exactly. It's more like 90%.
Well, he said in this talk, 95%. And I can tell you that Ted Turner is also behind the Wildlands Project. And this is very important for everyone to understand as well, and I'll jump into that for a moment here. It is on our website, stopthecrime.net. and you will see a map of the United States. And this is a map that will show you where human access is denied. This is mandated by the United Nations, and our government approved it. It is a biodiversity treaty.
And by the way, he's the number one landowner in the world, if I'm not
well,
mistaken.
Well, he is. He's actually, he said that he's just a few acres under being the number one. But when he gets done with massive land theft through the Wildlands Project, which is land theft, what you'll see in this project is forced transformation and relocation of all Americans and cities to comply with environmental policies and reductions of CO2 emissions. At this point, I'm going to encourage everybody to go to the Iron Mountain Report on our website. You can watch it as a YouTube documentary, or you can actually download the document itself. This document will explain how the globalists, the international bankers, needed a substitute for war. War they set up as a necessary waste, and also war is set up to eliminate the creditors, kill us, in order to keep the numbers down and also to eliminate those people that will catch on sooner or later, that we're trading our good labor for phony, faux, fake currency, paper money. But getting back to the Wildlands Project, it is going to show you on the map these core reserves or reservations. Just like the Indians were moved on to reservations, we are being moved into reservations as well. But it's being called smart cities, where you will find your city, every city, has now a preferred PDAs, planned development areas or preferred development areas, through your planning departments, where they're identifying future growth of all of our towns nationwide. And what we're finding is that the rural lands, the farmlands, are not going to get the funding for road repairs. We're seeing all of our major highways and roads and infrastructure in the United States, it's not maintained. In fact, here in Northern California, in Sonoma County, where we are, an hour north of the Golden Gate Bridge, last year they approved only 160 miles of roads to be maintained. And there are over 2,200 miles of roads that they're supposed to maintain. And we have now the expense, according to the Road Repair Department, of between $650 and $750 a year per vehicle because of all of the potholes and all of the disrepair that our roads have. So we are, our roads are crumbling, and they're crumbling because eventually the road system that we've always had is not going to need to take us to the lands that we've been able to go to before. This is why you're hearing about park closures nationwide. This is why you are hearing about beach closures. They come up with all kinds of excuses for plausible deniability. They will say there's a bacteria outbreak. They've got to close this area, or there's not enough funding to maintain the roads in parks, and so it's now not safe, and they've got to close various parks down. This is happening nationwide. So the Wildlands Project map, which is on StopTheCrime.net, will show you that 50% of the United States is going to be returned to wilderness. You wonder, well, what on earth is that? This can't be real. Well, it is real. And this is what they say about the wildlands. They say all human and non-human has equal value. Did you know that? That's what they're saying. They also say that resource consumption above what is needed to supply vital human needs is immoral. Human population must be reduced, and the Western civilization must radically change present economic, technological, and ideological structures. That's what they're doing to the United States. This is why so many years they've been sending our manufacturing offshore and to China. They have been gutting us. In fact, when we went to Al Gore's talk about his new book called The Future, he said the United States middle class is intentionally being hollowed out. Jobs will not be returning to our country. We are being absolutely betrayed
Absolutely. Deborah, we got to take another quick break. And by the way, Matt Damon, when he was asked about the futuristic aspects of his movie, said, no, this is modern day. There it is for you, folks. Stand by.
Justin Show.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
I'm glad we decided to do 2 hours tonight, Deborah, because we're only scratching the surface and we're almost done with this hour. So I'm going to sit back, keep my mouth shut, and let you continue. Go right ahead.
Well, thank you. I'm going to continue with some of the high points, and not all of the high points, that are in the Silent Weapons Quiet Wars document that is a document of slavery and genocide. It is a declaration of war upon all of us, and we must realize this. And here is a bit of a more it's a definition of the silent system. They say a silent weapon is applied gradually. The public adjusts and adapts to its presence and learns to tolerate its encroachment on their lives until the pressure, psychological and economic, become too great and they crack up. Because we're seeing now many more psychological illnesses. We're seeing much more depression than we ever have in years past, and that is because of the silent weapon system. They say that the silent weapon system is a type of biological warfare, that it attacks our vitality, our options, our mobility of individuals, of a society, by knowing, understanding, manipulating, and attacking our sources of natural and social energy and our physical, mental, and emotional strengths and weaknesses. So I can say to you that with what you're hearing with NSA and all of the massive monitoring and spying, this is all very real. This is the intention. I urge everybody to watch The Time Machine by H.G. Wells. While it's a very old sci-fi fiction movie, you will see how the people are under mind control. This is being illustrated and demonstrated to us, because a little later on in the show, I'm going to talk about a new document. But in the Silent Weapons document, we're at about page 34, and they talk about everything that Snowden is talking about right now. Now remember, this document was hatched in the late 40s, and they talked about surveilling everything, tapping our phones back then, going into our garbage, surveilling not only us, but watching the behavior of our children in school. They said they would know everything about each one of us. They would know the what, where, why, when, how, and who. They would know everything about our shelter, our clothing, our transportation. Now, I'm going to stop right here, because a lot of people are saying, well, why do I care if the government finds out what I'm doing? I'm
exactly.
Not doing anything.
I have nothing to hide. What are they going to look at my records on watching Dancing with the Stars? I mean, what do I care, right?
Well, that's what we're hearing so many people say. And what
right.
you need to understand is this end, the program, has absolutely monstrous, monstrous goals. It is going to control everything about you. And people say, well, how could that be? Well, this is a transhumanism agenda using massive data and actually creating massive mind control. So you've got to understand what has happened to us. We have been stealthily captured. And they talk about how they will know everything, our checking accounts, our saving accounts, everything. They talk about ways in which they will get us to fill out forms and petitions, and they'll give us handouts. And for handouts, we have to fill out quite a bit of data. Everything now, it's important for everyone to understand that everything is being run by these quantum computers and algorithms. And we are no longer, as I said at the beginning of the show, under a government. Our Constitution is shredded. It's gone. Read and or watch the Iron Mountain documentary. It will show you how they did that. John F. Kennedy was assassinated or murdered only 10 days after a very, very important speech that he gave at Columbia University. And I'm just going to read you a paragraph out of that speech. And it's on our website, the speech in its entirety. "For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system that has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations." And he was talking about the silent weapons, quiet wars system. And we had another warning back in 1956. Now, keep in mind, 1956 was just after the adoption of the silent weapons system by the Bilderbergs in 1954. And this is a former FBI director's warning to all of us. Quote, "The individual is handicapped by coming face to face with a conspiracy so monstrous he cannot believe it exists. The American mind simply has not come to the realization of the evil which has been introduced into our midst. It rejects even the assumption that human creatures could espouse a philosophy which must ultimately destroy all that is good and decent." And this is former FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover in 1956. We have been warned, but back in the 50s and 60s, when these men, particularly John F. Kennedy, who was assassinated in trying to warn us, it was too insane. And when the Iron Mountain report that was worked on in the 60s by experts who met in upstate New York in a nuke facility called Iron Mountain, they didn't only just meet there, but after a few years, after Kennedy was assassinated, the report was completed, and it was given to Johnson, President Johnson, and Johnson said, because of the content, this is never to get out to the people. Well, a whistleblower released it back in the 1966-1967, and it was absolutely insane. People back then were certainly having a greater level of prosperity than they had in many years, and when the government said that this was a hoax, people believed it. They couldn't accept it, but it's real. Everybody needs to watch the YouTube video. Now, keep in mind, the YouTube video was put together by a pastor who has references, biblical references. Now, the document itself does not have biblical references. But I do recommend everybody watch the YouTube because I think it really helps dispel it out. And it's very important to see how they created global warming. NASA was behind that, and how they invented it, how they are polluting the planet and blaming it on us. And you will see how they stealthily shredded the Constitution by what happened in Waco, and how we watched on television as they committed crimes, killing all those people by military equipment. Those people in Waco were tried and executed on prime time television and without the rule of law, because the rule of law was already taken from us at that point. But they were demonstrating to us and seeing how we would be socially engineered to accept what was happening, what they were creating, a new world order. They also talk about in the Iron Mountain report how they would dismantle our education system. They have, how they would also create a health system that would ultimately not give us what we need. Well, we see that happening right now as well. It talks about how they would just absolutely shred everything about the United States. They show how they will go house to house, search and seizures, how they will divide families and put them in camps. We're hearing a lot about FEMA camps. Well, I can tell you that in the Iron Mountain Report, they talk about how the planned occupation of America and the plan to process our families domestically. And we're being conquered right now. This is the next plan. So when you watch the Iron Mountain documentary, you will not only see what they've done, how their plan has gone forward, and what is still left and remains to be done. You will see how the zip codes and why the zip codes were set up. You will see the intention to divide the United States into 10 territories.
All folks, we're just scratching the surface with Deborah Taveras. We'll be back with hour number two in just a moment.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
John Stack.
Well, if you're just joining us this hour, we've been talking with Deborah Taveras, and we've been sharing extraordinary information about a document from NASA, The Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. It's all linked up on her website. And Deborah, give out those links again. Let's recap just ever so slightly for those who are just tuning in this hour. And then let's give an overview of what you'd like to cover in the next hour.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Again, we are running a number of sites, but the main site is stopthecrime.net, where we have actual source documents written by those that are foisting these plans upon all of us. I know everyone listening understands something is very, very wrong in our country. It is. And by going to the source documents on Stop the Crime, you'll be brought up to speed very rapidly on what is happening. And the Iron Mountain Report that we spoke about just a bit ago is a movie format presentation on YouTube. You can also download the actual document itself. The movie format is slightly different than the hard document, but it really does an excellent job of portraying exactly what we're all facing. The Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, we were talking about at great extent. That is a policy that was adopted by the global elite back in 1954, and this is a policy of genocide and slavery of all of us. Everyone needs to go to that document and or listen to it on YouTube on our site. Another document that we'll talk about in just a bit, it's the NWO plans exposed by an insider in 1969, another source document. Also, under the source document links, we have the NASA war plan that we discovered on the NASA website. And I'm just going to tell you what I first discovered when I opened up that link of this document. On page 93, it says, capture, torture Americans in living color on prime time. The use of terror attacks within the continental United States using binary weapons, biologicals, take down critical infrastructure, the use of radiation and frequencies against our brains, serious psi war and collateral damage, massive, massive, in the large, CNN syndrome, CNN, the network. When you watch the YouTube video that we have on our site called Psi War, you will understand that the CIA set up CNN as the globalist international takedown and disinformation campaign. Again, remember, the takedown is run by two, or actually three, requirements. Massive disinformation, media propaganda, massive terror, which they are launching in all of the wars that they're creating and killing innocents all over the world. And also on this NASA, in this NASA war plan, they say increasingly critical are human limitations and human downsides. Humans are too large, too heavy, too tender, too slow physically and mentally. Humans have large logistic trains, meaning we cost too much. Humans have rapidly decreasing to negative value. They say that humans have taken over and vastly shortened evolution, and they are directing a new evolution. And this is the transhumanism that you've heard me say in the last hour of this program. So understand, our reality is not at all what we thought. We have been absolutely, massively deceived and betrayed by a government that is an illegal government not representing us. And so it's extremely important to go to stopthecrime.net. You can see on the landing page a flag, USA Inc. You can learn more background about how we were taken down and also watch the Iron Mountain report or read the document itself. But in the NASA war plan, they talk about robots in the large, that they save lives, they enhance affordability, and they reduce the threat to the environment. They also say on page 43 of the NASA war plan that they will use a mechanized dust which will be distributed as an aerosol inhaled into the lungs. This dust mechanically bores into our lung tissue and executes various pathological missions.
Are these the chemtrails? Is this geoengineering?
Yes, this is the geoengineering. And they say in this NASA document that this is a new class of weaponry, but it is legal. They also talk about using effects of low-power microwaves, and they refer to the U.S. Army document, which we have on stopthecrime.net. It's only about a 21-page Army document that was gotten through a FOIA request, and you will see that it does say 100% of the population will suffer brain alterations and physical impairments by all of the increased frequencies. We're talking about our cell phones, we're talking about our Wi-Fi, all of the wireless is part of the silent weapons system. It's very important to understand what cell phone towers are being deployed and why. In fact, the telecom industry is forcing these. Cities cannot refuse a cell phone tower. And the telecom industry is paying private property owners for cell phone locations. They'll pay them a monthly rent. And they're deploying these all over the nation.
Aren't just cell phone towers, right, Deborah? These are weaponized, if I'm not
mistaken. Yes, this is all weaponized. It's all weaponized. They're putting it forth as a benefit for us because we will have better cell phone coverage. The cell phones were never put forth for our convenience. They were put forth as tracking devices and devices that would impact our vitality, create illnesses, because when you go to smartmetersmurder.com, our other site, smartmetersmurder.com, you must pull down the functional impairment of dirty electricity and EMF radiation. And that's a list of all of the illnesses that are being created by the silent weapon technology. This is a bulletless assault upon us. The assault is with frequencies and toxins and poisons and chemtrails and many other things. They're poisoning it all. The very air we breathe, the water we drink, every single thing, the soil, the pH in the soil is being changed by the chemtrailing. We had property in the hills of San Bernardino for a number of years when we lived in Southern California. And there were hundreds and thousands of Jeffrey pine trees that died. And at first they said, well, it was the bark beetle. It was a drought period, and there were too many trees. Trees should have been managed more properly. But we came to find out, in the Iron Mountain Report, you will learn, they are in the process of deforesting us with the chemtrailing program. These are heavy toxins. The chemtrailing program has many, many layers of goals. And I'll go over that in a minute, but I want to go over some of the disruptions to our biological systems. What is happening right now is our biological systems are being jammed. The United States just only a few weeks ago fell second in global obesity. Mexico is now a few pounds higher in obesity than the United States. When we're fat and overweight and we don't feel well, we don't think and we don't function. And when we're drinking fluoridated water, we're drinking eating toxins in the food supply, these are all Illuminati offerings. They tell us in the New World Order Exposed document, 1969, which we have on our website, that they will give us what we want as far as food goes, but not what we need. And if we make the choices to eat the toxins that they deliver to us, we deserve to die.
Wow, it's scary, and so many people out there, even knowing this information, will still devolve and go and eat that high fructose corn syrup beverage and eat that Big
the
Mac.
The aspartame.
Yeah, we talk a lot about that. Anyways, we got to take another quick break, and we'll be back in just a second.
The Bob Tuscan.
The first sun of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth.
Deborah, I don't want to simplify this too much, but if I can sum it all up in one word, and I was to have to do so, that word would be eugenics. No?
Genocide.
Genocide.
Killing
okay.
off the population by a variety of methods, the silent weapons methods, for plausible deniability so that we don't understand that we're being subdued by a weapon.
Is there going to be some sort of apocalyptic event, or is it going to be all incremental slow kill methods?
Well, we see that it is incremental, that it is slowly killing our vitality. We must act. We must create awareness in every way we can before all of us have chemical lobotomies and we're not able to think. And while all of us are still able to act, we are the media. So what everybody must do, we have a solutions page on stopthecrime.net. I urge everyone to go to that solutions page. But it is up to us. We are the media. And what we're doing here in Northern California is we're putting large magnetic bumper stickers on our vehicles with websites so that people can read some of the topics that we want people to understand, such as the geoengineering or the death dumps, as we call them, from the toxic chemical spraying from the U.S. Air Force and other major corporations with this secret program. And I do want to touch into this for a moment or two in a moment, but because that is critical. For those of you that are hearing about chemical spraying in the skies by the U.S. Air Force for the first time in military airspace, you need to go to ToxicSky.org and look into that further. There are several movies that will show you what they're doing. But I want to go back to the conversation about cell phone towers and all of the wireless technology that are being and are weaponized. And when you go to this book, Between Two Worlds, by Brzezinski, actually Between Two Ages by Brzezinski. On page 57, he talks about the fact that they will be able to excite heart attacks electronically and strokes. And they say that this will lead to a pattern of oscillations that will produce relatively high levels over certain regions of the earth. They say in this way, one could develop a system that would seriously impair brain performance of very large populations in selected regions over an extended period of time. They say no matter how disturbing, the thought of using the environment to manipulate behavior for national advantages to some, the technology permitting such use will be used. They also say on page 57 that weaponized weather, the strategies and techniques for conducting secret warfare through weather. They say that one nation may attack a competitor covertly by biological means, thoroughly weakening the population. They talk about, though there will be a minimum of fatalities, but they can take over a country and covertly subdued all the armed forces. And they say that weather modification can also be employed to produce prolonged periods of drought or storms, thereby weakening a nation's capacity and forcing it to accept the demands of the competitor. Now, I want to also go back to Behold a Pale Horse that was written by William Cooper, which is on stopthecrime.net. And in this book, on page 116 and 117, he talks about the underground facility called Mount Weather, W-E-A-T-H-E-R. It's very important for everyone to understand that underground bases and facilities exist all over the world, and many under the United States. Mount Weather is an underground facility that was built in the mid-1950s just outside of Washington, D.C., in Virginia. And this is not to rush our current fake president and Congress and Senate legislators to in the event of war. This is an active shadow government facility, and they're tasked with many things. Of course, there are no elections here ever. They have a post office there. They have FEMA there. And this is where they are directing the mass surveillance system. And when people say, well, as we talked about in the first hour, Bob, that people say, well, why should I care if I'm tracked or monitored? Well, this is why you should care. They are and have been obtaining thousands of bits of pieces of personal information on all lives of American people and all the citizens. And what has happened is this is all going into a database. And in a Patriot Data Bank, they say it's constantly updated, so at the appointed hour, when that hour arrives, all Patriots can be rounded up with little, if any, effort. The plan calls for this to be accomplished in the dead of night on a national holiday. This was found in government documents. Most likely on a holiday like Thanksgiving, they say, when people are home, the targets will be ripe for the picking after a heavy meal and maybe some alcoholic beverages, and during deep sleep, they will be plucked out of their homes. This has happened throughout history in other countries all over the world, and this is the plan for the United States, for the American people. We are the terrorists within our country now. So I urge all of you to read Bill Cooper's book, Behold a Pale Horse, look at all of those source documents, and understand this is a planned attack. They have been planning it for about 250 years. They have now developed the strategies. They now have the mega massive computers on board, and they are going after our minds. Now, I know this sounds insane and a far reach, but many of you are noticing the increased anger of police on the streets and the assaults and murders of citizens. What has happened is we are being attacked, as I said, with a silent weapons system, which includes frequencies. And the police departments are particularly being attacked and used for these frequencies. And we have a warning that everybody needs to get out to all of your first responders, to all police and fire and first responders, about what pulsed microwave radiation and the effects to the brain are. It causes anger. It causes irritability. You don't sleep well through the night. We're having disrupted sleep. We're not getting into our REM sleep and able to heal. This is all part of the jamming of our immune systems. Many people do have weakened immune systems. This is the plan. Physical weaknesses and pain and high blood pressure, leg cramps. They're shutting down our cells. This is cell death. And this is DNA breakage of our cells. These frequencies are dicing and slicing our DNA. I want to just also tell everyone quickly right now that electromagnetic frequencies causes the mercury in our teeth, the fillings in our teeth that are mercury, to cause the vapors to leak, and that causes organ and brain damage.
It's interesting you mentioned this, Deborah, because my wife has been very concerned about her mercury fillings, and she's had some removed, and she still has one left that we're getting removed as soon as possible. But I had never put that connection together. We know that at night when she grinds her teeth or when she eats, the vapors are released, and this causes all sorts of issues. But you're saying the electric magnetic frequencies can also do that?
Absolutely. It's a charge in the mercury, and it's like a battery effect. and it's causing the leakage. Now, it's very important for anyone that's going to look into having their mercury fillings removed that you go to an expert dentist that removes them. They build a dam in your mouth.
IAOMT is, I believe, the organization. That there's a specific way to do it, and we've been doing a lot of research on that.
We'll be right back.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right.
Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
You got to be very careful if you have mercury fillings. They're very dangerous. And like we were saying before the break, Deborah, you want to get them removed in a correct fashion. You don't want to have your average dentist out there that's going to dope you up with fluoride and probably knows very little about it to remove the mercury. The organization is called IAOMT, and what you want to find is a biological dentist or a holistic dentist that will remove it in a fashion that is certified by this group. There's a whole bunch of protocol involved with it. They have to cool the area. They have to put a well in your mouth. I could go into all the details, but the point is you have to be very careful.
Right, and I want to add to the concern that everybody has to have, but I do want to say a quote really quick right now.
Go ahead.
We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false. That is former CIA Director William Casey in 1981.
It's so true. I think about this often. I say to myself, you know, whatever the lamestream media tells us, it's usually the opposite of whatever it is that's actually the case.
Absolutely.
And that's become more and more blatantly obvious as I've continued to grow and learn about what's going on.
Absolutely. So, again, I urge everybody to look at the symptoms page. A few more of the symptoms that people will be feeling initially with the increased frequencies is you'll notice that you're waking up generally between 3 and 6 in the morning when the frequencies are amped up. They do amp them up. The smart meters have the ability to be amped up in your homes. For those of you that do have smart meters, you are in danger. These are biohazards that are attached to your homes. These are robots, essentially, that are going to control everything you do in your home. They're going to be able to remotely shut off appliances because they'll say that they have to conserve energy and they don't want the power grid to go down. So they'll be shutting off appliances. We recently had that occur here in Northern California, where people allowed a separate monitoring device to be connected to their heating and air conditioning equipment. And that can also be then turned off independently, and is just another arrangement that people are agreeing to have their homes operated. And so during a heat wave, when they turned off the power and then they couldn't get it back on as they had promised they would in 15 minutes, people were without heat or air for several days. It became a huge problem. But we need to understand the bigger picture. We are being attacked by a silent weapon systems, and many of the things that we're all experiencing, difficulty breathing, respiratory problems, slow reaction time, sleep disruptions, insomnia, night sweats, nightmares, dizziness, disorientation, pinging, ringing of the ears is a very, very common problem now. Also, involuntary leg movements. Of course, Big Pharma is coming in with quietus so that you can stop the leg movements that people are experiencing and all of the muscle cramping.
Is that what they call, leg syndrome, restless leg syndrome?
Yes, it's restless leg. What is happening is we're being medicated for the variety of ways in which people are experiencing the demise of their physical structure.
So they create the problem, and then they offer the solution in typical Hegelian dialectic fashion, and that solution is, well, pharmaceutical poison.
Yes. Well, I want to touch into another extremely important document that I must get out there, and I urge everybody to go to stopthecrime.net. At the very top of the landing page, you will see new leaked document, Mind Control. I'm going to go over that quickly because it's going to take time for people to go to it and understand what I am talking about. It's a 13-page document that was found on the WhiteHouse.gov website, and it shows a map of the United States. And around all the coastal states that abut to water, we're talking the entire West Coast, the East Coast, and all the Gulf Coast states, you will see on the map in that document an electronic fence. They're building an electronic fence around the United States that is above and beyond the dogless wireless fence of cell phone towers and antennas that are along all of our roadways. People are starting to feel ill. You won't have clear thinking. You won't feel good when you're traveling because you just won't feel right with all the cell phone towers. But what you'll see in this document, which is entitled, and again, this is on our website, very important for everybody to start getting this document out. It's called Realizing the Full Potential of Government Held Spectrum to Spur Economic Growth. Now, to spur economic growth is the banker's growth. It has nothing to do with our growth. This is the President's Council of Advisors on Science and Technology, dated July the 20th of 2012. Now, the map that I referred to in this 13-page document, we have placed the verbiage on that map so everyone understands what this document is telling you. It's targeting the United States. The military-industrial complex is doing this. It is a silent weapons system, a deployment that is scheduled for September of 2013. And this is a psychotronic weapons for mass mind control. It has everything to do with the NSA facility in Bluffdale, Utah, the quantum computers. That is all mind theft. This is invasion of the human brain with artificial intelligence. They will be able to control our specific thoughts, our emotions. They will be able to direct our physical actions. And most people won't even realize that this is occurring.
That was my next question. Will we know that's happening?
I'm sorry?
That was my next question. Will we know if it's happening to us?
Well, many people will. In fact, it has been happening to thousands of people globally already that have been targeted with beam weapons, which is increasingly prevalent. When you go to the NASA war document that is in stopthecrime.net on page 45 of that NASA war document, you will see a widening use of beam weapons, and they say that they will be using that. They also say they will be using acoustic weaponry. That's audible weaponry. People have been hearing odd, strange sounds at night. Again, they're not able to sleep. They refer to it as the hum. We have many, many articles. I urge everybody to spend some time on stopthecrime.net because I'm looking at the clock and I'm realizing that I've got so much more important information to get out. But what I want you to know with this new document that we have found, just as the a globalist stripped the vital minerals out of our food supply, this new document shows that they will be stripping the negative ions out of the oxygen molecules. And that is why this is around the perimeter of the United States, one of several layers that they plan to do. This will cause increased depression and increased ability for mind control. So again, go to the landing page of Stop the Crime. Understand that in 1995 we were warned that there would be massive doses of electronic mind control programming and thought intrusion and brain biogenetic manipulations that would commence in large scale. And we were told back in 95 that these projects are no longer experimental, that they are fully operational, and field testing was over. In fact, in 1970 in Medford, Oregon, there were, within a 48-hour period of time, there were about a dozen-plus suicides due to the fact that their homes were targeted with frequencies that went down their antennas and into their house wires. And these people killed themselves. This was a hushed-up program. You can go online. You can read about that. It was determined that the Russians had done this to us. Also, it's very important to understand about dirty electricity. Dirty electricity are increased frequencies that are getting into our homes. In the wiring of our homes, it does not need a direct connection to us. It can literally leap out of our house, from the house wiring within our walls, into our bodies. Very important not to sleep on wire box spring mattresses. These become antennas at night, and you are being radiated while you sleep. Go to our website, smartmetersmurder.com, stopthecrime.net. I have a presentation right at the top. You'll see a picture of me, and it's a presentation that I did at the Oath Keepers. I go through smart meters quite extensively during that talk. I urge everybody to understand these are biohazards. You must refuse them at all cost. Your lives depend upon this. You must unplug from wireless as much as you can. Do not keep your cell phones in your homes. Do not keep anything wireless in your bedrooms. Put everything into your garages. Never, ever, ever use a cell phone in your car. Your car is like being inside a Faraday cage, where the frequencies bounce exponentially off the interior of your cars and just dice and slice your DNA in your vehicles. These are all things you're not being told, but you are now. So I urge everybody...
Consider yourself informed, huh? And we'll come back with another segment in just a moment. Stand by.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
John Steck.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
All right, it's the final segment this hour with Deborah Tavares, and we've decided that we're going to carry this over to the next hour of the show, and we'll also open up the phone lines then as well, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. We've got a lot to get to, so let's jump right back into it, Deborah.
Yes, I want to cover smart meters now. For those of you that are not familiar with smart meters, it is a replacement of all of our meters that traditionally monitored our monthly use of utilities. The meters will be replacing our previous analog electric meters, our water meters, and gas meters. Now, I'm going to hesitate when I say gas meters because I have a breaking news article on stopthecrime.net about what we've just discovered over the last few weeks. And I'll go to that in a minute. But those of you that do not understand what smart meters are, you must understand this is for global energy dominance by the elite. The definition of smart meters and taking over our utility companies is in their documents a central control grid or way in which to operate our utility system. Rather than being a patchwork utility system where we have and have had in the past the East Coast grid, the West Coast power grid, and the Texas power grid. It's all going to be united. In fact, there will be no borders at all between Mexico and Canada. This is all part of the global domination by a few to regulate and create scarcity and increase cost and radiate us in our homes. Remember, this is pulsed genocide electromagnetically. This is part of the silent weapons document. It's important to understand that in 1990, the U.S. EPA proposal to classify microwaves and other electromagnetic fields as a Class B1 carcinogen was squashed by the White House, and the EPA was stripped then of all of its radiation labs. Key EPA scientists were disciplined. And we go on into understanding how the Telecommunications Act was, again, allowed by the international bankers to roll over us and create all that we now understand as part of the silent weapons system. But what is important to understand about the global smart grid is what the intention is. This is to control all of the appliances in your home. You will be required to replace all of your inefficient, non-Energy Star appliances with Energy Star appliances. That means it'll cost, the government documents are showing, and I believe this to be very low, that in order for everyone to retrofit their homes with required appliance replacement, they say it will cost anywhere between $2,000 and $5,000. Well, I don't believe that to be possible when you consider that everything in your home that is gas also must be replaced by electric appliances and electric equipment. They are eliminating gas. Now, I have that breaking news article on StopTheCrime.net. It is entitled, Smart Meter Opt-Out Was Only an Appeasement Plan. The goal was to halt the mounting opposition against the smart grid so they could stealthily continue to deploy it. That is their term, deployment. This is a military operation by the Global Bank and by our shadow government that we don't have as a government. This is a deployment operation upon us. So everyone, every single one that's listening, if you have a smart meter, you must immediately call your utility companies the very next working day and tell them you want it taken off. Now, many people have done that. The utility companies tell them they won't. If you want electricity, you have got to stay with a smart meter. Well, I can tell you, it is our duty, our absolute duty, not to comply. We must not negotiate with harmful policies. We cannot let utility companies commit crime along with an essential public service. Crime is prime. Crime. And this is a genocide silent weapon system. Now, you need to educate your utility workers. They're going to lose all of their jobs. Initially, we were told that the meter readers would not lose their jobs. That is not true. We find in source documents that even the current utility employees that are working there now will be replaced by young college students because this is all going to be handled by computers. They're not going to need all the linemen because we've also found in the source documents that the smart grid infrastructure is intended to last only 20 years or until the year 2030, according to industry documents. And you ask yourself, well, wait a minute, why only until 2030? Well, because many of the lines and poles that are providing utilities to homes are not going to be going to those homes. They are reorganizing the populations within our country right now, and they are collapsing rural properties, rural country, farms, ranchers. You can hear about these stories all over the nation where farmers are being fined and penalized. They can't raise a certain type of pig. They can't sell organic vegetables. The Fish and Game, the EPA, all of these agencies are part of this corporate structure that is has been put together by the mother corporation, USA Inc. These are all agencies to put forth and administer these horrific policies that are in play. I mentioned that earlier. Again, you can go to StopTheCrime.net. You can print down a flyer that we talk about how corporations were formed by lobbyists for major corporations. They control Washington. And few people know that this has happened, that D.C. is a corporation. And they didn't know. If we understood our government and who was really behind it, and, of course, we weren't taught this in history classes, but you can go on to the website. It will give you a breakdown year by year of what happened as far as the takedown of our country. Again, go to the Iron Mountain documentary. You will see clearly there what happened. After you watch the Iron Mountain report, and I'm not, I want to go back to smart meters, but I'm going to throw something else out to everybody that's listening. After you watch the Iron Mountain documentary, then watch the movie Soylent Green. Soylent Green was released a few years after the Iron Mountain agenda was put forth, shortly after Kennedy was murdered. And Soylent Green, of course, shows how humans were created into biscuits as part of the food supply. Well, that has been happening in the United States and abroad for a long time. When I first heard about Sinomix, S-E-N-O-M-Y-X, again, S-E-N-O-M-Y-X, you can print this flyer off of our website. This is aborted fetal tissue that has been used in our food supply. Yes, this has been fully documented. As a matter of fact, a Rights for Life group sued PepsiCo and did not feel they should be using aborted fetal tissue in the food supply. Now, when I first heard about this, it was traumatizing to think just how diabolical this Luciferian evil regime has and is. The underlying realities of the shadow government are run on massive drugs called Dope Inc. and human trafficking, and the crucifying through satanic rituals of children. Very, very common. Of course, crucifixions and using children and people has happened throughout the course of history.
You know forever. This well, having been to the Bohemian Grove, not as an attendee, but as a protester, of course. If I'm not mistaken, you continue to go there each year to protest. And the last time we spoke, a couple years back, you were on your way to the Bohemian Grove, and somebody hit you from behind in the car, right?
Well, actually, yes. We were hit broadside. It totaled my husband's very heavy truck. Fortunately,
wow.
We were in a large truck.
I'm glad you guys were okay. Deborah, we have to take our last break this hour, and then when we come back, we'll get into things some more, and we'll take phone calls as well. 800-313-9443.
The Bob Tuscan Show. With finance.
The powers that shouldn't be have broadcasted their plans right in front of your face. They don't care if you know. They don't care if you and I know, because at the end of the day, the people out there that are distracted by Dancing with the Stars, that are eating the food that doesn't allow for them to think straight, they're not going to come around until it's too late. We've been talking with Deborah Tavares. Her information on the silent weapons for quiet wars is absolutely startling. We've been talking about an extraordinary document that she's uncovered from NASA and so much more. There's a lot to this. So we're using a full show tonight to cover it. This hour, we're going to take your phone calls as well as hear more from Deborah on these topics. 800-313-9443 is the toll-free number to join us. Again, that's 800-313-9443. And before we get to the phones, because I see they're already lit up, Deborah, what would you like to bring up and discuss right before we get to our callers?
Yes, I would like to just say several things about the geoengineering program, but I just want to say, remind everybody, the assault that's up on us is invisible. It is a silent weapon system. We don't see it, and we can't touch it. But these are silent weapons for a quiet war, and it is our obligation to stop these disruptive policies. And in fact, in the silent weapons document, they say, this is the elites telling us this, until such energy dominance is absolutely established, the consent of the people to labor and let others handle their affairs must be taken into consideration, since failure to do so could cause the people to interfere in the final transfer of energy sources to the control of the elite. We cannot allow this. We cannot allow this to continue. Now, I want to jump into a few highlights about chemtrails. I want to go over the reality, the layers that are behind this. You can go to toxicsky.org and see just a lot of information and additional links. But, of course, we know that the overhead geoengineering program is, they tell us that they need to block the sun, and the standard reason given to the fools in our phony government is that we need to stop global warming because of the heavy spraying of metals. They say that this will deflect the sun. It's solar remediation. Well, this is a big con for those that know in government that this program is being funded through our tax dollars. But we also are told that blocking the sun, we know that this reduces the and manipulates crop yields, that part of the requirement to engineer a food crisis and bring on a famine is a part of this geoengineering, as many people call it, death dumps in the skies. Also, it is superheating the atmosphere in order to create earthquakes and steer hurricanes, such as Katrina in New Orleans. The atmosphere needs to be more conductive for electricity, so the installations such as HAARP can work their magic, and that chemtrails can do spray barium and aluminum, among many other things, to create a more conductive upper atmosphere. But I must tell you, along with the climate modification that is hurting the crops, we are seeing just massive political weaponized weather events on other parts of the world. They can create, of course, earthquakes. We've seen a rash of earthquakes in Greece right now. Greece is in absolute turmoil. I have a new posting on stopthecrime.net under new articles. Understand what is happening in Greece right now is going to happen here in the United States. They are, have been releasing prisoners out of prisons overseas, and these have been groups that are forming bands going through neighborhoods. They have been torturing older Greeks because they believe that they've taken their cash out of the bank and they've got monies hidden in their homes, and they are torturing these people. This was foretold us in the New World Order document, 1969, again, that's on stopthecrime.net, that they would do this. They're going to do this in the United States as well. But the final and the real reason behind the geoengineering program is the nanofibers. And what is important to understand is that about 90-some-odd percent of the global population has had nanofibers dumped on us from the overhead aerosol spraying. And this cannot be put in the food supply. The delivery system must be by aerosol, and the uptake across the populations by aerosol is quicker than if they tried to put it forth in any other way. And what this is this is the first protocol for the delivery system. It is a payload. And everyone, as a result of having these nanofibers in us, has Morgellons disease. Now, those of you that do not know what Morgellons is, again, on ToxicSky.org, we do have a flyer. Morgellons' visible symptoms are commonly include skin lesions that resist healing and the presence of unusual filaments that emanate from the sores and the skin in general. Now, on ToxicSky.org, we have a video, YouTube. It's actually a TV YouTube that showed a very well-known player for the Oakland A's. His entire family started getting these lesions and these long strands that would come out of these lesions. This is primarily being seen along the San Francisco area, along the Gulf Coast states, and in Florida. But again, it depends on the condition of your immune system. That's why everybody needs to eat as organic as possible. There is no such thing as organic any longer because of the massive spraying overhead and the pH change in our soils. This is why Monsanto is part of the geoengineering program, as Bill Gates is involved with both the geoengineering and Monsanto, so that ultimately Monsanto seeds will be the only seeds that will grow in our toxic soils globally. This is for massive control of the food supply globally and a stealth way in which to reduce the population. But what is so important to understand is these nanofibers and the fact that this is a bio-app, and you can go to a website called dataasylum.com. Now, I have that link on our website, and you can just go through all the information on our website. But this is the greatest revelation in human history. This is all part of the robotics, all part of the cyborg, what you're hearing a lot about on television with zombies. This is all part of that. You may recall a little over a year ago there were a number of prime time news hosts that started jabbering gibberish behind the microphones. They were showing us that they were able to control our speech at that time. And there are many targeted individuals globally that are stalked and harassed by electronic torturing already. And we've got to come up to speed. We have to understand our current reality, because it is only when we understand our current reality will we be able to make decisions and plans in which how we will need to do in order to continue to survive on this planet.
Exactly.
So, yeah, so that's a must. Everybody needs to spend some time in the source documents, and I don't want to overwhelm people, but the smart meters is crucial. This is, again, a biohazard in our homes, on our properties.
They're a privacy invasion. They're a safety hazard. I mean, the list goes on and on and on with the smart meters. Deborah, we have to take another pesky break, but when we come back, we'll fit in some callers. We do have open lines at 800-313-9443.
The To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now, isn't what we're building for.
Is the toll-free number to join us. We're taking calls with Deborah Tavares, and we've got into a lot of important information, and we're going to continue to do so this hour and take your calls all the while. We have open lines. Get your crayons out. Write this number down, 800-313-9443. Deborah, can we take some calls?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's do it, and we'll start with Arthur. Hello, Arthur.
Hi, Bob. I want to thank you very much for keeping Deborah on the third hour. I've been calling people all day, telling them to listen in tonight when I heard you were having Deborah on. I hope there's no problem with me recording this show and putting it on CD and handing it out.
Oh, please. It's important. It's got to get out there. I don't have a problem. Deborah, do you?
Absolutely. In fact, Arthur, we ask you to please go to stopthecrime.net. Utilize anything at all that you find. Create DVDs out of some of our talks about smart meters. Whatever you find. I've done many, many conferences, and this is all intended to get out. There's no money required on our website to utilize anything. That is, in fact, what we want everybody to do. Please, we want everybody to get this information out. We want everybody to become the media and put magnetic signs on your vehicles. Use our websites if you'd like. We must wake up as many people as we can, or we will not survive this plan that is being foisted on us.
Okay, last but not least, and I don't have the authority to even offer this, but with Bob's help here, Deborah, if John Stadtmiller offered you a show on this network for an hour or so a week, would you take it?
Well, I'm wanting to get the information out. That offer has not presented itself. I'm just happy to get on radio shows all over the world and all over the United States right now. So with any opportunity that presents itself that I'm able to do, I am most interested in helping create this vital awareness.
Arthur, I think that's a good idea. I'll talk with Deborah behind the scenes and see what we can come up with if she's interested, all right?
I'd appreciate it, Bob. Thanks.
All right. Thank you so much for your call. I appreciate the support. And now we'll go to Lauren in Ohio. Hello, Lauren.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi. Gosh, so happy to hear you guys tonight. I'm coming at this by way of solutions.
That's important.
Well, and it's easy, and you do it at home. And this is the key. Remember, none of this would be happening to us if we weren't obeying them and we were obeying God. What was the first commandment? Have no other gods before me. You'll be ruled by God or mammon. And we've chosen mammon. And what I'm saying is we don't need to march. We don't need to collect money. We don't need to do anything except change in our homes. So my suggestion to people is obey God, which means teach your children the truth. It didn't say put them in schools, send them away to heathens to learn lies, and then you wonder why they don't understand what's happening around them. When this is the plan, but it couldn't have been implemented had you not sent your children away from you. So that's what I'm saying. How easy is this? Bring your children home, and here comes my five-year-old. Oh, my gosh. Okay, keep your money in your pocket. Why are you giving these people the fruit of your labor? And keep your children in your home, which means you teach them what they're supposed to learn. The first one was obey God, excuse me. But, you know, there's 10 little commandments. What are you supposed to be doing with regard to... Okay, thank you.
Well,
you
Lauren,
me
I want to add to what you're saying right now. I agree. I think that everybody needs to watch the Iron Mountain documentary to understand that this is a warning to all Christians, as well as being the agenda that was put forth during the JFK's administration. And so I do think it's time to bring our children home. We cannot have them in these godless public indoctrination camps where they're teaching five-year-olds UN sex programs. I have the United Nations UN sex program up on our website. It is heartbreaking. When I took that UN sex program to our county board of supervisors and read some of the top 10 points that will be taught to our five-year-olds in schools, I was embarrassed to say the things that I was saying that are in this UN agenda program. So I agree. We need to keep our children at home. We need to start a massive homeschooling network. We need to unplug from this system and not use the diabolical data collection devices, the credit cards, etc. We must absolutely not comply.
And can I tell you the last two points?
Absolutely.
Boycott big business. You don't have to have everybody not do business with the big ones, the ones you know are doing the destruction. You don't have to have everybody stop doing business with them. Their overhead is so big that if just a small percentage, only God didn't say he was going to save everyone. What he said was that his sheep would hear his voice and they would do what he said and they would be saved.
That's so, right. And I want to add something to that, Lauren, because on StopTheCrime.net at the top of the landing page, you will see a link that says it's all lined up. It is a song that we put to the Bilderberg agenda that shows many of the top large UN Agenda 21 global institutions. So take a look at all of those institutions that are lined up with the globalist, and as you said, boycott them. Absolutely.
Absolutely. And do I have time for one more thing?
Yeah, one more thing.
Do you have, okay, because I wasn't sure how full your phone lines were. I didn't want to hold you up. Okay, so what I'm saying is obey God, keep your money in your pocket, keep your children in your homes. If we as Christians would do these things, what happens is people around you watch and see the fruit of what you've got, and they covet it. And so they alter their behavior in a course that will benefit them. Remember, the con is, oh, come and do what we say. Yeah, don't work. We'll give you money. Yeah, you don't need a husband. Yeah, here, take this GMO food. And you know what I mean? It's all lie, lie, lie. But the people want the truth. That's why alternative media is growing so much. So
that's absolutely right.
So I just want to say thank you so much for what you guys are doing, and, you know, bless you.
Thank you for calling, Lauren.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, we'll continue our conversation with Deborah Tavares. I'll take some more calls in the next segment. We have some open lines, so if you want to jump on board, you have an opportunity to do so. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. We only have a couple minutes till the next break, so I'm going to wait to take any more callers until after the segment's over. But Deborah, do you want to recap maybe a little bit and look ahead here?
Well, absolutely. I want everybody to go to StopTheCrime.net and take a look at that NASA war plan. On page 24, they talk about the demise of the U.S. underclasses. That is what is happening. They say a stabilization of the world population is necessary, and that equalization of the haves and have-nots is necessary. And they say that there will be changes globally, worldwide, and these changes will change everything. That's just on page 24 of the NASA war plan. But going on with the NASA war plan for the next moment or so, I just want to tell folks some other things that they'll see in that document. They will see that the seizures will be caused, as I mentioned earlier, by the low microwave frequencies from the smart grid, from the cell towers, from all of your wireless devices in your homes. Unplug those.
Unplug them now, folks. More calls when we come back. Don't unplug the computer, though, or your radio. Well, you might want to do that after we're off the air. 800-313-9443.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt.
Tonight we've been talking with Deborah Tavares. If you missed any of the show, this will be a must-have archive to access, and you're definitely going to want to go back and take notes and take a look at the documents on the websites that are backing this information up that she's presenting tonight. We're going to take more callers. If you have anything that you've heard thus far that you'd like to comment on or anything else that you have on your mind, feel free to dial us toll-free at 800-313-9443. 43, get your crayons out, write this number down. Here's your opportunity to talk with me and my guest, Deborah Tavares, 800-313-9443. And Deborah, before we go back to the phone lines, anything you would like to get off your chest before we continue?
Well, I certainly want to let everybody know regarding the smart grid, the smart meters. This was a plan that was schemed in the 1930s. It was called technocracy. And technocracy was created with the guise of the need to reduce CO2 and under the false pretenses of global warming. That is all a fraudulent scientific lie. Part of why we need to homeschool our children, because they're rewriting our corporate history. They're re-identifying everything. And you need to understand that under technocracy, which is this smart grid mesh network, all distribution of energy resources must be monitored and measured in order for a totalitarian system to work. So we must not comply. And they talk about that in order to monitor and measure the distribution and rationing of energy resources, the system must do the following things. Register on a continuous 24-hour per day basis the total net conversion of energy by means of registration of energy converted and consumed. Make possible a balanced load. Provide a continuous inventory of all production and consumption. Provide specific registration, type, kind, etc., of all goods and services where produced and where used. Provide specific registration of consumption of each individual, plus a record and description of each individual. And in order for a totalitarian system of government to exist where scientists, engineers, and technicians monitor and control all facets of our personal lives and our civic life, this is our economic, our social, our politics, in which one political party, one group remains in complete control. And we are talking about a one-world government. This has been the plan in the makings for a very, very long time. And I realized, too, that I did not finish talking about Cinemix, which is the aborted fetal tissue that is being used in our food supply. And what this is it was created in La Jolla in Southern California. And there was a Rights for Life group that sued PepsiCo for using this called a natural ingredient in the food supply. And they sued. And the Obama administration ruled that PepsiCo, which is cannibalization of aborted fetuses, is considered ordinary business. And the Rights for Life group lost the case. And this was just about a year ago. But I want to go over some of the products that include the aborted fetal tissue. We're talking Pepsi, Mountain Dew, Aquafina, mini juices.
It's in our vaccines.
Oh, absolutely. It's in the vaccines. It's in many of the products that we're ingesting. And in various chocolate products, in chewing gums, a variety of different chewing gums, in Oscar Mayer meats, Philadelphia cream cheese. Very important. While I said the word Philadelphia, this reminded me of something very important I wanted everyone to go to our site and take a look at. On our site, we have an interview by Svali. S-V-A-L-I. Now, Svali grew up in an Illuminati family, and she is disclosing what it was like to be in the Illuminati family and how the houses of Illuminati families in Europe set upon the United States as a mission. And they first infiltrated into Pennsylvania. They set up their accounting offices in Virginia, and then they heavily infiltrated San Diego and Portland, Oregon, San Diego in Southern California. And they, she says that there's about 1% of the U.S. population is Illuminati. They seek positions of power, such as on your county board of supervisors, in judgeships throughout our country. They shift the decisions and create the international bankers' plans. Another extremely important thing to understand as is the Rand Corporation put forth the Delphi technique. And it is a technique where they come into meetings that we attend with predetermined outcomes. They lead us to believe that we have an impact at those meetings, and we do not. People are leaving very frustrated. They're feeling they are not heard because they are not. And right now in California, in the San Francisco Bay Area, they are regionalizing us. This is all heading towards the 10 districts that they plan to create out of the United States. And what I mean by regionalism is that they are in the process right now of merging 108 cities in the Bay Area into what they now call one Bay Area. We're losing our local identifications, our local charm. Everything is going to be required under certain plans to build future smart cities.
I know we have these FEMA regions that they've had for a while now, FEMA Region 1, FEMA Region 2, and so on and so forth, but it makes perfect sense that they'll further devise the country and divide the country into these different regions, as you just put it. All right, let's go back to the phone lines and take a few calls here. Let's talk with, who's next, Mr. Producer? I can't find the, Steve in Tennessee. Okay, thank you.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Doing well. What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, I want to thank you and Deborah for being here today. And like you, Bob, I've been doing this for quite some time, and I have to admit that Deborah's opened my eyes a little bit on some subjects that were relevant, but she really brought things to the forefront. I think, lastly, what she was touching base on is Agenda 21,
Right.
And I have attended and filmed these Delphi techniques, and we've actually infiltrated meetings, going in and refusing to sit where they tell us, and things like that. But what I was calling about is the Ron Paul curriculum. I'm not sure how many people know about that, but homeschooling's been mentioned a couple of times in the show today, and I feel very strongly about that. And it's something new that he's doing this year. It's free, totally free, from kindergarten through fifth, and then from sixth through 12th, it's $250 a year and $50 per course. So he's not in it for the money. He's got a great curriculum set up, and I really wanted to get that word out there of RonPaulCurriculum.org.
Well, I'm happy that you brought that up, because we also have that on our website. Awesome. Though one of the big concerns that I would have is teaching the entire truth. And what I can tell you is that in Mexico, for example, the children know about the overhead geoengineering, the modification of the weather. When they see the jets fly over their villages, over their schools, and spray them, they know to run inside and take cover. Our children play willy-nilly out on the playgrounds when we are being heavily sprayed on spray days, and people say that that does not exist. So what we're seeing with our eyes, we're being told does not exist. And I don't know that we need to have curriculums that are not now teaching the entire truth. And that would include the geoengineering programs. This would include the frequencies. This would include the silent weapons document. And unless a curriculum is willing to go to that reality, our real reality, I would be very concerned.
My take is a little different. My take is we have to teach critical thinking first and foremost, and then allow for the youth to take a look at the various puzzle pieces for themselves. So it needs to be there for them to have access to. They need to be introduced to it. But I think they need to use their critical thinking without having, you know, because that's what public school does. They have you just regurgitate facts that they're that are dictated to the youth. And I think we need to allow for them to put two and two together with the proper critical thinking skills and the access to this sort of information. Any final comments from Tennessee before we let you go?
Yeah. Well, in closing on that last statement, you know, the parent needs to be involved, and like-minded like us. We're the ones that are responsible for teaching our children about chemtrails and different things of that sort. I wanted to bring up Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. They have a campaign this year. It's called Rethink911.org.
Yep, we had Richard Gage on a couple weeks ago to talk about that, and all good stuff. We also talk a lot about homeschooling, unschooling, and that kind of thing as well. Steve, great call. We got to take a quick break. We'll come back to more of your calls. Duane, I see you there. And, well, it's our final segment for tonight. Jeez, it went by fast.
The Bob Tuscan Show. Did you know that?
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right.
It's the future.
All right, final segment tonight with Deborah Tavares, and boy, has time certainly flown by. Okay, I'm going to give out the website for those who are still asking. What's the website? Even though we've given it out quite a bit, and it's at my website, of course, as well, BobTuscan.com, BobTuscan.com. Her website, that's very important here, and she has several websites, but the point of reference for tonight's show is StopTheCrime.net, StopTheCrime.net. And Deborah, we're going to take one last phone call here, and then I'll let you kind of wrap things up and give us your final say. And we'll talk with Dwayne in New York. Hello, Dwayne.
Hi, how are you? Deborah, I have a question for you. Deborah,
yes.
Can you please describe how the destruction of over 1,100 dams in this country since the late 90s, including hydroelectric dams, fits into the agenda you've been talking about?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, there are many dams under assault right now. This is all part of not only reducing the available water supply, it's all under the guise of extinction of certain varieties of fish. We have the entire central breadbasket of California shut down because of lack of water being turned on because of the endangered Delta smelt fish. And so, in fact, we just recently did a YouTube that I'll be posting on my site as we drive up from Los Angeles to San Francisco. All the farmers and ranchers have huge signs saying Congress has shut down the water. Without water, we don't have food. And you see miles and miles and miles of standing dead fruit trees and areas that were beautiful and green and were producing food that are just dried up fields now. And the dams are all part of the United Nations Agenda 21 to collapse our system, to diminish the food supply. This is what this is about. Also to regulate and reduce hydroelectricity, which is a large portion of electricity in certain areas. There are three dams under assault here right now in Northern California. They are owned by Buffett. And I can tell you that should these dams be blown up, which is being which is the requirement, there's going to be 70,000 homes in the ranch and farm area that will not have access to hydroelectricity. And so what we're finding is a complete implosion of everything in the United States, and it's all about scarcity. They're shutting us down. This is what is happening right now. When we have to purchase more food from foreign locations, then our food supply and our cost goes up. This is all management of food and water. And UN Agenda 21, by the way, has been renamed recently to Future Earth, because UN Agenda 21 was being widely understood by people as being the evil agenda that it most certainly is. So understand, they change names and morph into other names to get people off track. So Future Earth is now Agenda 21, but I know that we're all referring to it as UN Agenda 21. Did that help? Did I answer your question?
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you for your call, Wayne. Okay, Deborah, we have about 4 or 5 minutes here to wrap things up. Final thoughts?
Well, yes. Again, I want to quickly go over a document that I haven't spent a lot of time on, but I encourage everybody to go read it. It's the NWO Exposed 1969. I want to tell you that they talk about the falsified science research in that document. They talked about the curtailment of the American industrial preeminence. They talk about that, too, in the NASA war plan. They talk about restructuring education as a tool of indoctrination. More time in schools, but children will learn less, if not anything at all, and they will be controlling who has access to information. Schools will become the hub of the community. Also, they talk about the books that would disappear from the libraries. Now, keep in mind, this was in 1969. They have been eliminating books from the public libraries so that they can keep us enslaved by lack of getting the real information. Laws would change to fit the agenda, lawless laws. They talked about the encouragement of drug abuse to create a jungle atmosphere, increased alcohol abuse, restrictions on travel. This is what is all part of UN Agenda 21. The need for more jails and using hospitals as jails, because of course they're using psychotropic drugs now massively on the population. They talk about too how there won't be the security that we need for our neighborhoods, and crime will be used to manage society. And of course we've heard about the prison breaks overseas. That's all part of the programs to unleash those that are incarcerated to cause hell on earth in the communities. Again, I have a new posting about what's happening in Greece right now on StopTheCrime.net under breaking news. I urge everybody to read that. They talk about in this document, the New World Order Exposed 2, how they will create the inadequacies among older people, because they will be lightening up the ink color and decreasing the pica size. so that it becomes more difficult for older people to read documents. They will decrease the width of the roads by adding bike lanes. We're seeing that happen all over the country. This causes chaos. This puts people on bikes in harm's way with traffic. But what this also does is this increases fear with older drivers who don't
want to be... You know, it's funny you say that because there's a local issue here. Our city commission is all about Agenda 21, openly so. And they have tried to take one of the busiest cross-sections in our city, you know, the small college town of Gainesville, Florida, and put a extended bike lane where not a lot of people ride their bike, but many cars drive on a regular basis and utilize this road as a major artery to get from point A to point B. So I've seen this, and you say to yourself, well, what's the agenda behind this? What's the reasoning behind this?
Well, of course, this has increased chaos in every way that they can. Remember, they move and advance their control on us through fear. So by creating chaos, reducing the widths of our roadways, here in Northern California, we have bike races on market-to-farm roads that are too narrow for cars to be on alone, plus all the disrepair. We are not having the road repair. It's extremely dangerous. In the New World Order document, too, they also tell us that home ownership is a thing of the past. The arrival of a totalitarian global regime and a system, they talk about that. They talk about how this powerful force is a group of men organizing and redirecting all of this change. So again, I can't emphasize in my last few minutes in the program today for everyone to go to stopthecrime.net, share all of the source documents, download them. Also, I did not mention the genocide treaty that we have posted on our site under source documents. It's very, very important to understand that the United States signed on to the genocide treaty in 1988. The only thing that is illegal is one's own government cannot kill its own people. Well, we do not have a government. So keep that in mind as you watch the chemtrails flying over you every day, and as you are trying to stop the fluoride in your county water supply, and as you are trying to stop foreign international policies under the United Nations in your cities. One final thing. Everybody needs to check with your local planning departments at your cities. They are bringing in smart meters and the requirement for all of us to retrofit our homes with energy-efficient appliances and to eliminate the use of gas.
And
this
take a stand against
shutdown.
These things, ladies and gentlemen. I'm very active in my local city commission and county commissions as well. Deborah, we're all out of time. I want to thank you very much for spending the time with us today to get into this. Thanks so much.
Well, thank you for having me on, and I just hope that everyone will do their homework and spread this information far and wide.
I know they will, because this is some compelling stuff, so thanks again. Folks, the websites are linked up to our website, stopthecrime.net. Again, I want to thank Deborah for spending 3 hours with us today on the Bob Tuscan Show. Quite the extensive broadcast. And folks, if you get a chance, if you're able, I could definitely use some financial help personally. Been a rough month, and every little bit helps. Go to the website bobtuskin.com. If this show and the information we provide is helpful and useful and you see a value in what I'm doing, please support me financially, unfortunately, with some Federal Reserve notes. bobtuskin.com. There's a donation tab on the right hand side of the page. I greatly appreciate it. I love you. I'll see you next week. Actually, I'll see you Monday. I'll be filling in for John Stadmiller again. Chase those crazy ballets out of town. Chase those crazy ballets out of a town. This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds.